6 o'clock. Welcome into overtime. Fox Sports Knoxville live in the Mountain View Chevy studios. Brandon Orrick alongside Tanner Carson, Lucas Panzeca. Here with you till 7:30. Taking you right up to the Ice Bears game tonight. They are in town. Head on over to the Coliseum and check out some professional hockey at the Ice Bears. Or you can catch the action right here on 1340 WKGN Fox Sports Knoxville. Tanner, you've been to a game this year. Lucas, you're going tomorrow to the Ice Bears?
I'd like to. Yeah, we'll see if I probably need to check the tickets. I mean,
you're good.
No wiener dog race.
It's not wiener dog race, so you should be good to get a ticket.
You could probably have the door, right?
Yeah, you can probably walk up and get them. I need to get out, go to one. It's been a while since I've been. If you go, you should try to get in Section P. That's where all the rowdy fans are. That's where all the chants come from.
Playing the Birmingham Bulls tonight, though.
Ooh.
My hometown team.
Ooh. Who are you going to be rooting for?
I'll stick with the Ice Bears.
Good answer.
I don't know. I think you just said that. I think you're a little divided.
I didn't know the Birmingham Bulls were a team until I saw who the Ice Bears were playing tonight.
Some fan. Big news in college basketball today. We all knew about the FBI probe, but now we have names. We have the names of not only players, but teams, agents. We got it. First reported by Yahoo, who's really been all over this thing. But yeah, naming players, teams. So here we go. You want the teams first?
Let's do the teams.
There's also different categories with it, because you have the teams that were implicated last fall with the arrests, just the three, Auburn, Arizona, Oklahoma State, when this initially came out. You have the ones with the potential impermissible benefits and preferential treatment, and then you have the ones named in the ASM sports expense reports. And then you just have players and families that met with agents. And so there's different categories of it.
But, yeah, we definitely need to hear the teams first, because we have been speculating for a while now about who exactly it's going to be. There's been so many teams implicated. They said, yeah, if you're a blue blood school, if you've had these first-round draft selections, be worried. So let's hear it.
All right. The teams that provided the impermissible benefits: Alabama, Duke, Kentucky, LSU, Maryland, Michigan State, NC State, North Carolina, Seton Hall, Texas, USC, and Washington.
Which one surprises you the least out of that list?
The least?
Yeah.
Duke and Kentucky.
Yeah, Duke and Kentucky, but I would also say Alabama.
Yeah, the whole Colin Sexton thing, that's a little...
There's a whole issue with his eligibility at the start of the season anyway, so no, not a shocker it's coming back around again.
And it was just strange from the get-go when they got him. I mean, Avery Johnson's a fine coach, but... anytime Alabama gets a McDonald's All-American, some eyebrows are going to get raised.
Who are you most surprised by on that list?
Most surprised? I'd say maybe Maryland. Seton Hall.
Mine was Seton Hall.
Seton Hall.
Yeah, I mean, Seton Hall. Come on. You're Seton Hall. You're cheating, and you've not done anything.
Yeah, that. No.
That's, you have nothing to show.
At least win if you're going to
cheat.
Yeah,
that's not a name you correlate with cheaters or people who run shady programs. Seton Hall, that's one of the last teams I think about. Even though it ended up being due to Isaiah Whitehead, you know, very good player for them. Still yet, though, that's not one of the schools that you would think of. I would never want to think of looping them in with your Dukes and your Kentuckys and your Kansases, your Arizonas, these programs that have some shadiness going on.
If you're going to cheat, at least win.
Maryland, I'm not that surprised by. I mean, they had Mello Trimble. He's a nice player. I'm not sure if he's the one that kind of got them implicated in this.
Diamond Stone is the person. Okay. Received over $14,000.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Some big figures. Maryland. Some big figures in this report.
Maryland handing out the big bucks. Washington also, they had Markelle Fultz this past season. So, and we're talking about Seton Hall cheating and not getting anything. I mean, Washington, you cheat, you don't get anything. You get the bragging rights of, hey, number one pick went to our university, but no winning.
Yeah, but while he was there, you won 9 games in the season, and your coach ended up getting fired too. So they didn't get too much out of it.
All right. Now we have the schools named in the ASM Sports Expense Reports. Here we go. Clemson, Kansas, Louisville, Michigan State again, South Carolina, Texas and USC again, Utah, Wichita State, and Xavier.
Didn't expect to see Clemson on one of these lists. They're just now kind of coming on this year. They're a good team. But I didn't expect to see them on one of these lists. You expected Kansas. You expected Louisville, Michigan State.
Clemson basketball is up there with Seton Hall for me, being shocked at that. They haven't done well enough to make you think that there would have been any foul play going on.
You didn't think South Carolina would be involved, but it makes sense. P.J. Dozier, former McDonald's All-American, reportedly paid more than $6,000 while at South Carolina.
You think they're going to have to take down the Final Four banner?
Oh, that was...
Take it down! Oh. Take it down! Rip the hearts out.
The only achievement of that poor school's basketball history.
Take it down. Utah, I mean, they had Kyle Kuzma. Wichita State. Oh, Greg. Greg Double G. Greg Double G Marshall. Cheating. Does that surprise you any? The Shockers? Does that shock you?
I mean, they've been a good program for a while. It doesn't shock me to hear his, Shockers. No, it's not surprising at all, but... He, like I said, he's not one of those guys I picture shady. Old 3G doesn't really...
You don't think... you call him Triple G?
I call him 3G because of, you know, 3Gs and Greg.
But... I call him Double G because of the 2Gs at the end.
I think either works.
Anyway.
One of the reports that came out...
You don't think he's shady? I think he's shady. With that slick back
Everybody's shady. Everybody's shady.
No, it doesn't shock. Like I said, I'm not surprised that he's implicated, but he's not one of the first people I think of. I think of the big-time names, and I think of the people that have a track record of being involved in stuff like this. Marshall is someone who has stayed at that school for a while. I thought you know, years ago he would have moved up the ladder to take a more high-profile job and then probably reel in some big recruits. And then maybe I would have thought he was a little shady, but not at Wichita, though.
And that one report that said this isn't the mid-majors that are trying to get there, it's the programs that are already at the top. I think people just started assuming, like, okay, it's just going to be the Louisvilles, the Dukes, the Kentuckys, the Kansas. But people didn't expect to see the Seton Halls and the Wichita States and the Clemsons.
Would you still consider Wichita State a mid-major?
Not a mid-major, but I wouldn't call them a blue blood.
No, not.
I mean,
how many first-round
picks have they produced in the last 3 years?
Was
Ron Baker a first rounder? No.
Van Vliet, was he?
I don't know if he was first.
I don't know, but no, they're not blue bloods, but definitely. I wouldn't consider them mid-major anymore. I mean, they've kind of arrived.
Van Fleet was undrafted too, so.
Okay. Xavier, does Xavier surprise you?
No.
No?
No. They really don't.
Chris Mack up there running a clean program. Not even Chris Mack is safe.
Yeah, I got Creighton, too.
Yeah, Creighton might be the biggest surprise of all.
Yeah, definitely.
When I think of Creighton, I don't think of, you know, extremely elite players and them paying big bucks to get.
They got what's-his-face McDermott coaching. I mean, the only other player that I can name from there is his son.
His son, yeah.
They had a really good point guard last year that got injured. I'm trying to remember his name, but it wasn't like he was a really elite prospect out of high school. And I don't think he was elite enough in college to be implicated. But, I mean, he might have well been.
And of all the names that have been released,
Watson was his name.
No Creighton players with the specific – I mean, a bunch of names came out of players, assistant coaches, even a referee implicated. But no Creighton players involved in this. So I don't know what the extent of Creighton's involvement is.
Schools that had players or their families listed as meeting with Dawkins – Alabama, Creighton, Duke, Iowa State, Kentucky, North Carolina, Notre Dame, Texas, Virginia, good Christian man, Tony Bennett, and the Vanderbilt Commodores.
Say it ain't so.
Yeah. So would this be, I'm still confused with all this. Would this be with Bryce Drew as coach or with Big Kevin Stallings?
But was it not specific on the time frame?
Well, that was another one that they didn't mention anything about any current or former players that would have been implicated, just the school. Vanderbilt, though, sitting on a pretty nice recruiting class right now.
Hammer them. Hammer the Commodores. Poor good Christian man, Tony Bennett, though. Running a nice, clean program up there at Virginia. 865-546-8200. We'll take a break. Then we'll get to some of these players that were implicated in this, both former and active players that were listed in this report. All that and more coming up. 865-546-8200. We'll take a quick break and be right back. You're listening to Overtime. Back on Overtime. Continuing going through this FBI probe. Schools with active players implicated. Alabama with Colin Sexton. Duke with,
Wendell Carter.
Wendell Carter. Kentucky, Kevin Knox. Michigan State, Miles Bridges. South Carolina, Brian Bowen. Texas, Eric Davis Jr. And USC, Benny Boatwright. I hope they take Alabama down. Take them down.
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
Destroy Avery Bradley.
This is going to rock the SEC.
Avery Johnson.
Same thing.
You know that Auburn's going down. Looks like Alabama's going to go down. Kentucky with Kevin Knox. Everyone LSU. Would have been shocked if Kentucky didn't go down. LSU.
That's not a good look for them.
No.
Carolina,
because
too.
Because they haven't won anything either.
Good Christian man, chubby-cheeked Will Wade, is going to face.
Oh, poor Will Wade.
He's going to get the axe of the federal government.
I think
it's not even his fault.
Sad.
Poor Will Wade.
And then the player mentioned for LSU wasn't even Ben Simmons, was it?
No, it was
Drell Martin and Tim Quarterman got.
Yeah, Tim Quarterman.
Tim Quarterman. That's
he sucked.
Him and Drell Martin both.
LSU has to be the most embarrassed by all this. They couldn't even make a tournament. They cheated and couldn't even make the tournament.
Who was their coach before Will Wade?
Oh man, he was
awful. He looked like a turtle, didn't he?
Oh, Johnny Jones.
Johnny Jones.
I was gonna say like,
the
Joe
turtle.
Johnson. Yeah, he was awful.
And then they had the guy that looked like the Candyman.
Who Jamie Dixon replaced at TCU. Yeah. Oh, what was his name?
Do you not agree? He looked like the Candyman.
Yes, I agree. I'm trying to...
What was his name?
Mike Rhodes?
No.
I'm about to tell you.
He looked just like the Candyman. Great movie, Candyman.
Oh, his name's escaping. I'm about to find out.
Trent Johnson?
Yes. Trent Johnson. I knew it was Trent.
Ah. Oh. Poor LSU. South Carolina's going down.
PJ Dozier and Brian Bowen.
Florida seems to be safe.
Yeah. Little bit of a surprise there.
We said Vandy, right?
Yes.
Vandy going down. Somehow Georgia's safe.
I mean, Tennessee might stand to benefit from this more than any other school in the SEC. If Alabama, Auburn, Kentucky, and possibly even Vanderbilt get hammered before the start of the next season, you're in a pretty prime position to take the SEC.
Cash the check, Rick Barnes. Cash the check.
I just wonder how many, because obviously the biggest criticism of Rick Barnes up until this season started was his recruiting. How many recruits did Rick Barnes just pass over because he didn't want to get involved in this type of thing?
I mean, I don't know.
How many of these high-profile recruits weren't going to go to a school unless they were going to get paid? How hard is it to recruit a kid, a high-profile kid, without paying him now?
Well, I mean, they all have these handlers now where you have to pay the handler to even be able to talk to the kid. So, I mean, I'm sure that went on. Rick Barnes kind of, I guess he had to go through that as well. It's just crazy. Then we have schools with former players implicated. Nobody new on that list. Clemson, Creighton, Iowa State, Kansas, Louisville, LSU, Maryland, NC State, North Carolina, Notre Dame, Seton Hall, Utah, Vanderbilt, Virginia, Washington, Wichita State, and Xavier.
I'm here for the awkward press conferences after games tomorrow. Maryland, Wichita State, Creighton, Clemson, Duke, Kansas, Kentucky, Alabama, Auburn, all play tomorrow. You're going to be faced with some questions.
Right at tournament time, too, the cloud that this is going to be hanging over the NCAA tournament.
Okay, so if you're the selection committee, if you are the NCAA, we have players' names. We have active players' names of teams that are in the tournament. Duke, definitely in. Kentucky, probably in. Michigan State, in.
Alabama.
Alabama, in right now.
Clemson, in.
Pretty solidly in. What do you do if you're the selection committee, if you're the NCAA?
I don't know if you have time to do anything this season. I mean, there has to be...
No, but, I mean, you know right now these schools have players that have... players that are playing right
Which
now.
Which is why I was so surprised that the information came out so early. Just 2 weeks ago, all we knew was the information was under protective order, and nobody had any idea when it was going to come out, but it's just been trickling out. So
do you put these teams in the tournament?
I still think you do, just because you have to wait for, like, official, you know, penalties before you can, like, actually punish a team with, you know, missing the postseason, things of that nature. You know all the negativity of the press and the publicity that's going to be around your game right now, but you just got to go ahead and do it until something gets announced.
We're going into the last week of the regular season, about to start conference tournaments. You don't have time to launch this NCAA investigation and impose penalties on these teams. It's got to happen over the course of the offseason, which is why I was so surprised the information trickled out before the end of this season. Because we knew if that happened, it was going to create chaos, and we might see chaos. But I don't know that the NCAA can do anything. They just got to sit back and watch all these players that are getting paid to play in their tournament.
I feel like they could do something. I don't think they will.
I don't know if they will until this FBI investigation is over.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You have to wait till everything's concluded, everything's out there,
and
then penalties are levied too.
So nobody knows how the NCAA is going to approach this. I don't think the NCAA knows how they're going to go after this.
If I am Alabama, if I am Duke, if I am Kentucky, if I am Michigan State, I am not playing those players. I would deny that I knew anything about them being ineligible to play, having received impermissible benefits until this report came out. I would deny. And, I mean, now what can you do? Everybody knows about this. Everybody knows about this now. You can't deny it anymore. I am benching those guys. I'm not playing them.
It's not going to happen, though.
Why would you not? Why would you want to risk any further penalties, having to have wins vacated, having to take down a tournament banner or a Final Four banner in some cases?
I mean, you can look at it that way. You can look at it as, look, this is our last hurrah before the hammer comes down. Let's go out and try to win it. Cal was adamant in his statement saying, neither me or my staff utilized any agent, including Andy Miller or any of his associates, to provide any financial benefits to a current or former Kentucky student-athlete, and we will cooperate. That was what most of the statements came out as. And Cal also said Knox will play versus Missouri. I think more would have to come out for them to bench these players. I don't know. I think most of these teams are just going to take this season as this last run before the hammer comes down. I can't see any of these schools not playing, especially like Kentucky, with such key players like Kevin Knox.
I mean, yeah, if you're Alabama, your team's not
going
anywhere without Colin Sexton.
Right, even though your best win somehow was without Colin Sexton. But, yeah, this team's not going anywhere without him.
I don't know. It wouldn't be my approach. I would bench him. But I guess that's why I'm not a college basketball coach.
You have some integrity, Brandon. That's the difference.
I guess. I mean, I just wouldn't want to have to vacate wins and have to take down a banner.
I mean, if these coaches are up here saying, like Tom Izzo, we have no reason to believe that I or any member of our staff or student athlete did anything in violation of NCAA rules, we will cooperate. That doesn't sound like Tom Izzo is going to bench anybody. Mm-hmm. Xavier coach Chris Mack, I have no relationship with Andy Miller. We're prepared to cooperate. Doesn't sound like he's going to bench anybody. Benching somebody would be admitting to guilt. And even though all this stuff is coming out, you know how hard it is for basketball coaches or any coach on any level in the NCAA to admit to guilt. I mean, Rick Pitino won't even do it. How much stuff has he been involved in?
Yeah, they're not going to bench anybody unless they are either advised to or they are forced to.
Well,
until then, they're going to keep on just, you know, I'll cooperate, deny everything. And it's just going to be the same old until something actually gets said to them.
Well, I mean, we have San Diego State, who we didn't even read in this article. They're announcing that Malik Pope, who apparently allegedly received money from Andy Miller, will sit while the school investigates the problem. So there's at least one school.
Now, I could see it with a school like San Diego State. A school like San Diego State who should be in the tournament this year, right? I haven't been paying much attention to San Diego State basketball. But for schools like Duke and Kentucky, they're not going to bench anybody. Michigan State, Xavier. Schools that can make a run in the tournament, San Diego State's not really going to do much in the tournament. They can afford to bench their best player and try to lighten up whatever they're about to get from the NCAA. But my feeling is most of these big-time schools that are implicated, Alabama knows that they're nothing without Colin Sexton. They're not going to bench Colin Sexton.
San Diego State currently probably not going to make the tournament.
There you go.
Yeah, they're 16-10, fifth in the Mountain West. Not looking good.
There you go. I mean, that's like a college football program that has no shot of making it to the postseason, self-imposing a postseason ban. Southern Miss did it after Donnie Tindall left and was being investigated for academic fraud. Gave themselves a postseason ban. They had no shot at making the tournament. But I don't think you'll see a single school that's going to be either in the tournament or even a top five seed benching any of these key players.
865-546-8200. Take a quick break. I think Randy Edsall, who, ironically enough, we were talking about just the other day. Randy Edsall had an interesting tweet today. This can't just be going on in college basketball, right? Has to be going on in football as well. And personally, that worries me. That worries me as a Tennessee fan. We'll talk about that on the other side. 865-546-8200. More overtime after this. My visions, I was in them, I was looking into the mirror. 6:32 back on overtime. 865-546-8200. College football coaching legend Randy Edsall with a fire tweet today. Just before 1 p.m., I'm sure there are plenty of NCAA football head coaches and assistants who are nervous based on what is happening with at NCAA men's b-ball. Randy Edsall.
He's probably right. Does this carry over at all?
I don't know.
Because it goes on. Players get paid in college football. It happens.
We know bagmen exist. Several schools. Especially in this conference. And it's been a known fact for a long time. But I don't know. It seems like college basketball cheating was a lot more dirtier than college football cheating. Doesn't it almost feel like when that goes on in football, it's almost more organized? And a lot more, I don't know. I don't want to use the word cleaner because, I mean, you can't call it clean. It's cheating. But discreet, I don't know, understood.
And in college basketball.
And teams get hammered for it all the time still.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know if it's going to bleed over as bad because I don't know if we're going to see something as sweeping across college football as we are basketball right now.
College basketball, there's only so many truly high-profile recruits too, right, that the Dukes and the Kentuckys and the Kansases kind of swarm towards.
Yeah.
In football, it feels like there's a lot more parity in recruiting. There's not really much parity on the field, but as there is in college basketball, but in recruiting, there definitely is.
I don't know. There's no investigation into.
Well, yeah, one sport at a time. I mean, I think it's going to be a couple of years before the dust even settles on this thing.
Right, but if they were to ever start investigating Tennessee football, I would be or just football as a whole.
You would have to be worried for us because of the recruits that we were able to get. I mean, think about some of the contested recruitments too. Go back to Drew Richmond. And the battle between us and Ole Miss.
Yeah.
And we know Ole Miss is
that's
dirty.
Probably
no, Ole Miss got caught. Really, really bad. Combo as well in a battle with Ole Miss. You have to think about Khalil McKenzie, too. You have to think about Alvin Kamara, Jalen Hurd. I mean, you can't just, you know, just hold your hands up in your ears and pretend everything's okay. No, if something like that started happening in college football, I'd be very concerned, too.
Let's go to the phones. Grab Bear. How's it going, Bear?
I was going to come in here with a nuanced conversation until Tanner started naming off my favorite players that came here out of their love for Tennessee. What are you talking about, Tanner?
Bear.
Oh, Kamara.
I'm just saying.
Taking my head to sand. No, I can't hear you.
Okay,
Were you trying to be Axl Rose there, Bear?
No. My fingers in my ears, Brandon.
Okay.
Anyhow, what I was calling is the difference between, to me, I thought about this this afternoon when you're talking about, the difference between college basketball and college football, I think the first thing is it doesn't seem, there seems to be, and right or wrong, but, you know, perception is reality, and the perception is that it seems like college basketball recruiting is a little bit sleazier and I don't know if it's because of the handlers and the AAU stuff. Like, there's no AAU in football. There's high school coaches.
Right.
And I think that, and since it's been, you know, I don't, it just seems like you said, this college football, they're a lot better at it. A lot better at hiding it.
Maybe it's
the big thing to me that jumps out is the, you know, there's no AAU football.
Right. I mean, maybe it's because there's less people that have to, that you have to go through.
Yeah.
I mean,
there is.
So it's easier to kind of keep it under wraps.
Yeah.
And in college basketball, you can sell a kid on 1 year in college and going on to the pros, signing with Adidas or whatever. You can't do that in football.
I mean, in basketball, it's a very small pool of top flight kids that you're going to pay
right
top dollar for. Football, it's you know, there's a lot more kids involved, and I think it's just easier to hide. I mean, that's not to say I think the football is probably just as dirty, if not, you know, I don't know if it could be any dirtier, but it just doesn't seem to be, you have that, the perception of being as sleazy, some of the stuff that's gone on in college basketball.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
And I think some of these people, like your Roy Williams, your Mike Krzyzewski's, they've all put themselves up on a pedestal as some paragon of virtue. You know, like Patino's still claiming that he's always ran a clean program. Well, no, you haven't, Rick. We all know you're lying. Shut up. You know?
That's just Rick being Rick Bear. Just let him live his little fantasy, Bear.
Yeah, you think?
Well, he's not alone in that. That's what I'm saying. When you're talking about coaches benching players that might be implicated, I don't think you're going to see a single one of those.
Well, no. I mean, Davey Hutchinson still thinks Duke's clean. And I'm not taking a shot at Davey, but, I mean, if you're a fan of a school, I mean, some of these people just blindly follow.
Davey's delusional, Bear. He's a delusional Dookie. Another one of them who thinks like Coach K has been clean his whole career, and like y'all said, on this pedestal of just, you know, prestige and, you know, great integrity. When it's not. No, he is about as dirty as the rest of them.
He's got the top three recruits in the club.
He's just player in the game.
He's just better at covering it up.
I mean, it's a travesty that they've allowed him to be the head of Team USA basketball, where he's handpicked, and his whole deal that he's had for the past 25 years, I mean, it's beyond ridiculous. I hope they drag him out of there in chains, kicking and screaming. That's SOB. So, anyhow, you boys, I didn't get to see you today. You guys have a good weekend.
You too, Bear. Appreciate the call, buddy. Dragging the rat. Out in chains.
He's right. They have the top three recruits in the country right now.
Tear down the Krzyzewskiville sign.
I mean, with Duke, you're going to find former, current, and future players implicated in this, I think.
Nobody can, who's not a Duke fan, can like say with a straight face that they're clean and full of integrity.
I think every single one of these schools has those delusional fans. I really do.
It's like Duke, especially.
I think Kentucky, too. I think Kentucky fans have this idea that Cal's...
Oh, we're the greatest of all time. Yeah. We don't have to cheat to get these players. Do you see what Cal's done with putting players in the NBA? No way we have to do any of that.
A lot of Auburn fans, too, I think, that are so enamored with Bruce Pearl. Just think
Auburn is going
wrong.
To get the rudest awakening that can be imagined.
In terms of success this season compared to what they're about to get, yeah, I totally agree.
It's almost like Jonestown. Just blindly
drinking
following.
Drinking the Kool-Aid.
Just blindly following. Little do they know that the hammer is coming.
Well, and we talk about being afraid for our own school if it got to football, but let's go back to the sport of basketball. Rick Barnes.
I'm not worried.
Had to.
Not at all.
Rick Barnes doesn't sound worried either.
No, he spoke to the media today, and he was asked about this report and everything that came out. Somebody asked him if he was surprised. He said, no, I'm not surprised by anything that happens. He said, I've been doing this a long time, so I'm not surprised by any of it. I don't know what all is in this report. We could sit here and talk about it days on end if you wanted to, about all the things that have gone on in college basketball. So Rick knows it's so dirty.
He was also asked about the two players at Texas that were named in the story, the former players that he recruited there. He said he hadn't read the report, but he was told that those two guys were paid after he left, and that's all he knows.
That's exactly what I'd say if I'd paid somebody.
Yeah, that's where the trouble is, I guess. I'd be pretty shocked.
I mean, isn't that kind of why old Rick got the boot at Texas?
Recruiting?
Yeah. That and the collapses late in the season.
Does this put the Barnes Bashers in a weird situation for trashing him for not recruiting well? He's the only one not cheating.
I'd say if he was the only one left standing, especially if some of the other schools in this conference are going to get hit, then you might have a change of tune when it comes to his recruiting.
Just hope that some of this stuff comes down within the next year or two while Tennessee's still got this core of guys that they're going to have next season. You're only losing James Daniel, barring any transfers. I mean, this is the perfect time for Tennessee to capitalize. You're second in the SEC right now. Hammer comes down on Auburn, Alabama, and Kentucky. Couldn't be a better position to make a run for an SEC championship.
But, like you just said, you hope it happens in the next
right, and that's the issue.
Couple of years.
I mean, you've got
while we have this window, but
you've got trials that aren't going to start till October.
I'm just saying, playing devil's advocate here. The model that Barnes is using, he's finding the kind of diamonds in the rough type, the Grant Williams. Doesn't look. I mean, that's tough to do every year. It's tough to find a player like Grant Williams every year.
Right.
I mean, I think Derek Walker's going to be a nice player, but he's no Grant Williams.
Which is why you would like for this to come down in the next 1 to 2 years.
Or for Rick Barnes to start recruiting a little better.
Or that.
I mean, I'm perfectly content with the way this season is going. I'm not complaining about anything about the basketball season at all. I'm just making the point that I don't think the model that Rick Barnes is using can be sustained for that long.
Yeah, I could agree with that point for sure. Which is why you want this to happen in the next year or two. And then after that, start recruiting well, yeah. But with this team right now, you're already in a chance where you're going to be one of the favorites to win the SEC next season. I mean, this team isn't going to be picked to finish 13th in the league again.
No, I mean, you'll be right up there at the top. And I guess who will be around you will depend on what happens with this investigation. 865-546-8200. Final segment of this hour. Only going to 7:30 tonight. As we will jump off and make way for the Ice Bears at 7:35. Take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Overtime on Fox Sports Knoxville. 7 o'clock, hour number two of Overtime on this Friday, live in the Mountain View Chevy studios, Fox Sports Knoxville. Mountain View Chevy, East Tennessee's number one Chevy dealer, home of the low price promise guarantee to meet or beat any advertised price, or they'll give you the car. Great truck selection as well. Up to $14,000 off of a Chevy Silverado as Lucas plops down in his chair. You can check them out online, mtnviewchevy.com. And remember, it's not a Chevy unless it's a Mountain View Chevy. All right. Having to move some things around on this Friday. Only go until 7:30 for the Ice Bears. So we are going to do Fake News Friday right now.
Good news, everyone.
Don't be rude.
I'm not going to try to be rude to you guys.
Lucas, I am 2-0 against you. 2 weeks in a row. I've yet to lose.
All right.
It's still early in the game. Lucas has a lot of time to catch back up and even the series.
Never lost.
If only we can do this every day, but alas, it's a once-a-week thing. It's a Friday special. It's Friday. Let's get weird. I've got five stories for you guys.
Five?
Yeah.
Wow.
Five headlines, to be exact.
All right.
Wow.
So, we are going to do real or fake news. Headline number one. Author of Introduction to Algebra recalls textbook being rejected by 12 publishers before getting accepted.
Real.
One more time.
The author of Introduction to Algebra recalls textbook being rejected by 12 publishers before getting accepted.
Oh, yeah, I believe that.
It's fake news.
That's a weird
good job, guys.
Headline.
Headline number two. 11-year-old boy summoned for jury duty.
Real news.
Yeah, I think it's real.
Lucas is scared to be different.
Oh, it's true! It's damn true!
Real news. So, 1-1. Moving to headline number three. Mermaids and mermen of Brazil refused to be tamed.
I feel like I'm at a disadvantage. Lucas is partially Brazilian.
Wait, say it again.
The mermaids and mermen of Brazil refuse to be tamed.
Real news.
Fake. Fake news.
It's real news.
Ah!
2-1, Lucas. All right. Move to headline number four.
Wait, no explanation?
Yeah.
No, any explanation for the mermaids?
Oh, well, I was just going to do headline. We can read it later.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was curious.
I don't have it ready. Okay, I was just going to do the headline thing. Okay. Lucas leads 2-1. Moving to headline four out of five. Here we go. Fourth headline. Real or fake news? Resigned climate scientists say to just enjoy next 20 years as much as you can.
Fake.
Oh, man. Say it again.
Resigned climate scientists say to just enjoy the next 20 years as much as you can.
Yeah, fake.
It's fake news. 3-2, Lucas. So, going into the last headline. Brandon, you can still tie. We can force the tiebreaker. I have a tiebreaker ready, just in case.
Is it the Today in Sports?
Yes.
Okay.
So, here we go. Going into the last headline. Real or fake news? Lawsuit alleges mafia-like tactics aimed at a Disneyland social club.
One more time.
Lawsuit alleges mafia-like tactics aimed at a Disneyland social club.
Real news.
I've got to go fake to give myself a chance.
Real news.
Woo!
Lucas gets his first victory.
I would have said real, but I had to go fake to give myself a chance.
That's all you got. You got to say it first. That's the hard part. All right, so I take
the game. But if I would have said real, you would have just said real too, because you
would have locked up the win.
Yeah.
It's brutal. It's still a brutal game.
It's still 2-1, Lucas. It's still 2-1.
It's still a game in its early stages. We can still work out stuff, because I feel like that is about a disadvantage. If it gets like that, then, you know.
You get up by one, just say the same thing.
Or be safe.
Yeah.
And close it out.
I might just have to do less headlines to try to avoid something like that. Who knows?
All right, well, give us the day in history, though, just out of curiosity.
Well, we'll go ahead, since it's not going to count anyway. We'll see which one of you guys gets this first. So February 23rd, on this day in 1968, this player became the first player in NBA history to score 25,000 points in his career.
In 1968?
Yes.
Oh, 68.
Bill Russell.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Jerry West?
Nope. Guys are missing a very obvious one.
Pete Maravich?
No.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
I don't even know if I'm in the ballpark of the
guys,
time.
Hold on, whoa.
68.
You guys are on the feel kind of silly.
Wilt Chamberlain.
Yes!
Oh.
Is Wilt the Stilt. So there you go. What I would have had to use if we had a tie.
I would have won.
But you didn't.
And now Lucas cuts into your all-time lead.
I want to know about the mermaids.
I will look at that story for you. Give me a second.
Please do. I feel duped. How is that real
I
news?
I have it in front of me.
Lucas hasn't. Go. You're part Brazilian. I feel like you need to read us about this.
So there are members of the small but growing. This is from NPR. Small but growing shoal of mermaids and mermen in Brazil are getting a little worried and irate.
Are there pictures of these loons?
Oh yeah, take a look.
Oh wow,
that's the one
that.
I saw.
Look at that merman.
Is that a merman?
That's a merman.
Oh god.
Yeah, he's got facial hair. You ever watch Zoolander?
No.
You never saw Zoolander?
No.
Really?
Really? Sorry.
Merman. But
I feel real quick before you keep reading that, I feel like instead of a merman, I would like to why not pay homage to a mermaid man from SpongeBob? Now, why does he get to be mermaid man, but everyone else gets to be a merman? Rather be mermaid man with trusty barnacle boy.
Well, now mermaiding, as it's known in Brazil, sereismo, is growing more popular thanks partly to a smash hit TV soap opera. And the theme, and they love their soap operas. My grandma watches them every night.
Does she watch the mermaid soap opera?
I don't know. I actually gonna have to ask her about it. I haven't talked to her because they pump them out. I mean, there's always new ones.
So it's not like the U.S. where you got Days of Our Lives. And
they have like one or two that have been going since the 90s, but most of them are just a couple of years.
So it's kind of similar to Brazil. I mean, still. South America, so it's similar to like Spanish speaking countries where you have the telenovelas.
Yes, that's what they
are. Same thing.
And so this was not on TV when I was there last summer visiting family, or I definitely would have noticed. But the spread, it's growing popular, and I guess it's become a hobby for people to dress up like mermaids. The spread of the hobby is attracting warnings from safety agencies who believe that swimming around dressed as a glamorous sea creature from ancient mythology can involve the real and present danger of drowning. These alarm bells have upset one person in particular, Mirella Ferraz. She's 34. She is Brazil's first professional mermaid.
No.
And a pioneer of the pastime in her country.
She is not a pioneer.
Mermaiding was a childhood dream for her and a passion that she conceived at a time where nobody wore a tail.
This is so ridiculous.
Gosh. At
least America is not alone.
Launched a campaign highlighting the risks of mermaiding, of spreading falsehoods and demonizing the mermaid's skin. And they say that with the tail you can't float, but that's a lie because the tail is buoyant. So there's a widely respected newspaper illustrating the story with a front page photograph of a long-haired, bearded man sitting by a pool in a big golden mermaid tail. For years, people have been mermaiding around the world, apparently, and the interest in Brazil has just swelled recently, thanks to the telenovela.
At least America is not alone as a country with idiots. I guess Canada has joined the fold. I guess now Brazil.
Every country is going to have its idiots. But yeah, so that's the issue. Is
not that just go out and parade themselves around.
Safety
agencies. Like mermaids.
Safety agencies are saying it's dangerous because you can drown. But the mermaids are arguing that their tails are buoyant. Becoming a real issue.
I can't believe I'm going to ask
if you're
this.
This
is an NPR article.
You're not a real mermaid if you drown.
I can't believe I'm going to ask this question. Has anyone ever drowned while being a mermaid?
It doesn't say anything about it. In this, but it does say that a decent mermaid tail can cost upwards of $1,200.
Oh my gosh.
Read that one more time.
What?
A what mermaid?
A decent mermaid tail. Not a knockoff mermaid tail. A real name brand mermaid tail.
What is a name brand?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Hold on. I'm about
well,
to
Well, it says there's a decent mermaid tail can cost $1,200. So they've got the knockoff.
So there's official like name brand mermaid tails, like Versace is making mermaid tails and things like that. Are you serious?
But yeah, they're warning that there's risk of drowning because it confines your legs. You can't stand up if you're in a pool. But the mermaids are disputing this.
I'm not finding any that are that expensive. Maybe I'm not looking in the right place.
Here we go.
You don't know the real top mermaid tail brands,
according
Brandon.
To Thais Speechy, a mermaiding instructor in Brazil's capital, Brasilia. She says you need to know what you're doing. Never swim with a mermaid tail alone. And you need to know how to swim.
Oh, really?
He added.
Oh, really? Just I can't swim, but I'm going to add this mermaid tail.
This is my favorite part.
What type of mermaid are you?
You have to be careful in the sea, according to him, a professional mermaiding instructor, so he knows what he's talking about.
Oh, my God.
We cannot, quote,
there's a profession for everything.
We cannot mermaid with waves. It's not safe. It's a verb. You cannot mermaid with waves. Direct
this,
quote.
This is worse than Tide Pods, officially. This is worse than Tide Pods.
I don't think it's worse. I don't think it's worse than eating laundry detergent.
It's more stupid.
Is it?
I don't know.
Laundry detergent?
People who think they're mermaids?
Oh, it's
come
it's,
on.
It's up there. It's pretty bad. But I have a hard time putting it above Tide Pods. I mean, you're literally eating laundry detergent.
We can still,
because it looks good. Because it looks like a gummy.
We can still
that,
yeah.
People
I
who
can't.
Think they are mermaids. Let that sink in. People who think they are a mythical creature.
Let's put up a poll.
There's probably
Let's put up a poll.
There's probably people like that here too, Brandon.
Let's let the good people of Knoxville and the good followers and listeners of Fox Sports Knoxville decide.
Don't underestimate America's ability to out-idiot another country.
So what do you want the poll to be? What is stupider?
What is stupider?
What is more stupid?
What is more stupid? Pretending to be a mermaid / merman, because it's 2018, can't assume gender, or eating Tide Pods. Can't just assume the gender of a mermaid. It's 2018.
You just did by saying mermaid.
I said mermaid or merman.
But you just said you can't assume the gender of a mermaid.
Is mermaid a gender neutral term?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, then put mermaid / merman. I don't want to offend anybody.
A mer person.
Mer people.
Mer people kind, as they are called in Canada.
Yeah, what is more stupid, pretending to be a mermaid / man?
I cannot believe Tide Pods? I cannot believe we were about to make a poll about this.
Well, because these are two real things that people
oh
do.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Mermaiding, it's a verb.
I feel like without the story, people don't get the context of the mermaid.
That is true.
So I feel like the poll results will be a little skewed.
And you might have some people replying, what the hell kind of question is this?
I'm sure.
I stand by it's dumber wearing Tide Pods. Or eating Tide Pods, excuse me. Doesn't get worse than that.
I have a predicament. It's telling me that the D will not fit in the poll question. What do I do?
Try to reword it during the break.
We'll
figure it out during the break.
We'll work on it. We'll have the poll up by the time we get back on. Last break, last segment of the week, and on this Friday before we make way for the Ice Bears taking on the Birmingham Bulls tonight at 7:35. February 23rd, birthdays. Here we go. Today was not a very good day at all, so I pulled from tomorrow. So here we go. He's 35 years old today, comedian, starred in Parks and Rec.
Aziz Ansari?
It is. Aziz. Who did you say, Lucas?
I said Chris Pratt.
No. Mm. It is Aziz. Okay. The other one today. 22 years old today. He is a NBA basketball player.
Didn't we just have Ben Simmons?
I don't know.
It's not
Ben Simmons.
Played with the Lakers. I'm pretty sure he got traded.
D'Angelo Russell.
It is D'Angelo Russell. Lucas got that one. Okay, so that was all for today. Then we have tomorrow. He will be 41 years old tomorrow. Arguably the greatest boxer of all time. Mm-hmm. It is Floyd Money Mayweather. He would have been 63 years old tomorrow. Founder of a giant tech company?
Steve Jobs.
It is Steve Jobs. Tanner got that one. So it all comes down to this. He will be 80 years old tomorrow.
Pacino.
It is not Al Pacino. Oh.
De Niro.
No. He is the founder of...
Phil Knight?
Well, geez.
Is it Phil Knight?
It is Phil Knight.
I thought I was wrong for a second because I thought they already had his birthday thing with the PK-80.
Oh. Apparently his birthday's tomorrow.
Okay, never mind then.
So, yeah, I guess Tanner takes it. Phil Knight, Steve Jobs.
I thought I got that wrong.
So we got the poll up. And like I said, I thought this would happen, but eating a Tide Pod, 83% of people saying that eating a Tide Pod is more stupid than acting like a mermaid. Like I said, without the story, I think the results would have been a little skewed, and so far...
Well, I don't know why, though.
Because
I don't think people have grasped how stupid the mermaid thing is until they actually read the story.
People who are just scrolling through Twitter and see that on their timeline.
I still think because...
I still vote a Tide Pod, though.
Yeah, because acting like a mermaid is idiotic, but not life-threatening. Well, unless you drown. maybe it is life-threatening.
Yeah.
That's what the whole article was about. But the mermaid advocates are saying it's not life-threatening. But you can't mermaid.
And the people who are eating Tide Pods don't think they're going to die either.
There could be a safe way to like mermaid or merman, pronoun you prefer. But that has its own risk. I mean, swimming in general, you have a risk of drowning. Swimming in the ocean, you have that risk of drowning. Animal encounters out there in the ocean. But Tide Pods, you're purposely eating.
Poisoning yourself.
Laundry detergent.
Yeah, I think acting like a mermaid is more of an act of wanting attention, you know?
It could be a hobby for some people as much as...
the weirdest hobby ever.
Not my hobby, but, you know, other people have their things.
But when you're eating a Tide Pod, you're doing that for attention too, but you're also knowingly eating laundry detergent.
Let's go to the phones. Roger, how's it going, buddy?
I'm fine. I'm doing fine. How you doing tonight?
Doing good, Rog.
Doing cool. I'm doing good. I'm going. I just wanted to ask y'all about the first question. I want to ask you about the Lucas. I was you on Lucas on earlier about the NCAA about while coming out with the. I heard y'all talk about first of all about the NCAA thing about the team thing about them coming out. I'm with you the Lucas. You know. I mean, why would you just now? You got the tournament coming up, and you got the NCAA of that. So I'm with you, looking at my cozy now with that. But why wait now? You know, wait another. You know.
Yeah, Roger. I was kind of saying the same thing, man. I didn't expect anything to really come out before the conclusion of this season, but it's starting to trickle out, and I don't think the NCAA can really do anything right now. I mean, we're almost at the end of February. March is about to start. But I honestly was just as surprised as you, Roger, to see actual names and teams be released before the end of the season.
Yeah. You gotta be really important. You gotta have some events to build the fifth before the NCAA come out with that. Does any information, anything that you. They can prove that happened.
Roger. There's tons of evidence. That's where all this is coming from. They've got document spreadsheets, all kinds of stuff that detail who got paid, how much, and all that that stuff. So there's definitely evidence.
Okay. That's my thing. I know Tennessee's team has been kind of down. I hope they win tomorrow. It's important. You think Tennessee can play good enough to win tomorrow, Lucas?
Ole Miss is a bad team.
Really? By team?
Yeah, they had lost
8 of their last 9.
8 of their last 9 before.
Yeah.
Period or before Saturday?
8 of the last 9, period. If it wasn't for Saturday, then it would have been 9 of the last 9. They were on an 8-game losing streak going into the Missouri game.
Ole Miss is bad. Tennessee should win tomorrow. Yeah, you're going on the road, but it's Ole Miss. Tennessee should overpower Ole Miss.
Missouri. I want the game at the end. They're doing pretty good at the end. So how did my team if they play pretty good at the end? I thought they won. How they win then? My team, I wonder. When my team then they won.
I mean, there's parity in college basketball, Roger. But
yeah.
Overall, Ole Miss is a bad team.
I'd attribute that game, Roger, to the collapse that Missouri had down the stretch. That's kind of been an issue for them. So I'd put that more on Missouri and Konzo Martin's side. But there's no question that Tennessee should handle Ole Miss tomorrow.
Right. Who's saying now, Lucas? I'm thinking about now. Do you think, I know Auburn plays Auburn tomorrow, too. You think can Auburn upset Auburn tomorrow? I know
that. Roger, they already played this week, Roger, and Auburn won. They played on, Tuesday?
Wednesday. It was Wednesday. Auburn heads to Gainesville, Roger, so it's still a tough game for them.
Can Florida upset Auburn, you think, tomorrow night?
Yeah, Roger, I think so. Auburn has a couple tough games coming up before they close out the year against South Carolina. They lost on the road at South Carolina last week, so anything can happen, Roger. I definitely think that, and Florida's reeling. I mean, they've lost 3 straight, so definitely could see an upset tomorrow.
All right, well, you talk to y'all, and you have a good weekend.
You too, Roger. Appreciate the phone call, buddy. How about this? Tiger Woods in contention at the Honda Classic. He's just 4 back of co-leaders Luke List and Jamie Lovemark. Tiger getting ready for the Masters.
I'll believe he's back when I see him win a tournament of consequence.
So he has to win. So you're saying he has to win a major for you to consider him back.
No, I mean, yeah, that would be a good start. Or maybe he can win some of these other if he wins maybe a handful of these tournaments like he's in right now, then maybe I'd start to believe. But he wouldn't go back to really, really being Tiger.
Yeah, I think he's got to win a major.
Until he wins a major.
Back.
He doesn't have to win the Masters this year, but if he could win one, any of them this year, I'd feel like, okay, now you're starting to seriously talk about the comeback. You're seriously starting the conversation again about him catching Jack Nicklaus.
I just Googled, I typed in when did Tiger Woods, and the first thing that popped up was when did Tiger Woods die?
Very much alive.
How long ago has it been since the collapse?
I believe that was 2009. I was in eighth grade when all that came out.
Yeah, it's been nearly a decade.
So, I mean, it's been over 10 years, almost 10 years. I don't think we can. I mean, can you really expect to see the same Tiger if he does? I mean, he's getting older now. Yeah, I know you can play golf for a while, but still.
His last major was the U.S. Open in 2008.
It's been a minute.
Cool if he could get one on the 10-year anniversary of his last major.
He's won 4 Masters, but hasn't won that since 2005. That was the chip in with a Vern Lundquist call.
Dear Illuminati, give me Tiger Woods winning at the Masters, please. And I don't even care about golf that much.
I think everybody wants to see that.
Everybody loves a good comeback story, and everybody loved Tiger too.
Oh, they love to pile on Tiger too.
That too. But, you know, the same people get you pile on, then you love to raise them back up once they get the comeback. It's just the way it works. I mean, a good Tiger is obviously the greatest thing that can happen for golf. That's not even a discussion. Golf needs a major star.
Yeah, I mean, Rory, he's not cutting it. What's his face?
Spieth.
Yeah, Jordan Spieth.
He was supposed to be the guy after that.
Yeah, when you got it, when I have to say, what's his face? Well, he's not cutting it.
Anybody that pays somewhat attention to golf knows who Jordan Spieth is. People aren't forgetting about Jordan Spieth. He's not going anywhere.
Okay, I'm not like a golf expert, but I'll watch Sunday of a major. I'll watch Sunday of a major, but nobody's forgetting Tiger Woods. Jordan Spieth's name can just slip on by.
Nah. With the way he won the Masters at 21 years old and then winning the U.S. Open.
And then what's he done since?
Doesn't mean he's not going to be remembered. Jordan Spieth is like 24 years old. He's got time.
That's going to do it for us. Lucas Panzeca, Tanner Carson. We'll do it again Monday.